to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Bill realized that at some point in his life, he became a teacher more than a painter. From that point on, it became important to him to share the techniques he learned throughout his career with others. Bill's techniques were at odds with many traditional painters at the time. He suffered the cruel barbs of their criticism in silence. In spite of that, though, Bill kept on doing what he felt was the right way for him. To be nobody but yourself in a world which is doing its best night and day to make you everybody else means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight and never stop fighting. E.E. Cummings. Bill's celebrity came late in life, but gave him the opportunity to teach so many more people than he ever thought possible. In the first year of his television program, he taught more people how to paint than he did in his entire career. Bill's passion was to share his techniques with everyone who wanted to learn. Bill often said he wished he could reach out and touch his television audience. He wanted to talk with them about their stories and their dreams. Of course, he wanted to talk about painting. Television was wonderful. 27 minutes, though, was just not enough time to share all he wanted with his fans. His fans continued to write and ask for more techniques and materials. Many more wrote to ask Bill to speak about creative power, the happiness and joy of painting, and his philosophy of life. The chronology of Bill's life, up until 1982, is over. But the next part of Bill's story speaks to these questions. Bill hoped that if you are a painter, these thoughts will help you to see with new eyes. If you aren't a painter, but have always wanted to be one, this last part of the story may be just what it takes to get you started. If you are neither, you may just want to wait for the epilogue. Next week, freeing your creative power.